It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's going on, Jermaine Johnson? Tune in to Turn on the Jets podcast.
Hey, this is Vinny Pasquantino of the Kansas City Royals. Make sure you tune into the Turn on the Jets podcast. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Turn on the Jets podcast. I'm your host, Will Parkinson, at WillPod11 on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Happy Victory Monday. Jets get a huge win yesterday, 31-10 over the Chicago Bears in a bit of a monsoon. Terrible weather conditions, obviously a lot of controversy going into the game, whether it's whether Zach Wilson should have been benched or not, Zach Wilson being inactive, should they have gone with Mike White, Joe Flacco. There was so much, pretty much negativity coming off that, you know, New England Patriots game, 10-3, obviously, you know, losing that one. And then obviously all the stuff with Zach and as I mentioned, you know, who they go to as a starter, whether they should have benched Zach, all those different things. Then you look at the weather, it's going to be a pouring rain, gusting winds, all this different stuff. And you're like, this is set up, you know, the coin predicted the Bears, all these different things. And first drive, Jets go down. Mike White, you know, could not have played better. I believe 22-28, 315 yards, three touchdowns, obviously no interceptions, QBR of 91.7, which is the highest in the NFL this week, and I believe, you know, top 10 highest, you know, best QBRs of the year so far. On top of that, EPA per play wise, he had the fourth best game in the entire season. The only guys with a better game this year are Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes. So Jets dominated. I'll get into the defensive side of the ball first, but obviously let's start with the offensive side of the ball, right? Mike White, again, was cool, calm, composed. Only had one or two throws, I felt like, you know, something that Mike White struggled with last year when he played, you know, in the 10 or so quarters, you know, whether it's the Patriots game, not going to really count that, but the Bengals game, even as well as he played, there was a lot of behind the line of scrimmage, a lot of, you know, a lot of really, really short throws, and then had a couple bad decisions in that Bengals game. Obviously the Buffalo Bills game, everyone kind of played well in the Colts game, obviously gets hurt. And then the Bills game was a mess and all that type of stuff. That's all true. But I felt like yesterday, limited turnover worthy throws. He had the one he forced to Garrett Wilson early on, probably could have been picked. But other than that, I felt like he was super accurate with the football, went through his reads, went through his progressions. His eyes were really good. You know, there's a good breakdown from Brian Baldinger, you know, out, you know, on, you know, Twitter and other places that I would, you know, highly recommend people check out. But his feet were good, made the right decisions, was super accurate with the football, made some tough, tight window throws. The throw to Garrett Wilson was a really, really impressive throw on the 54-yard touchdown. The throw to Elijah Moore was a nice throw. Both of Moore's catches, who we'll get to in a second as well. Just the Jets' offense looked totally different with Mike White yesterday. It felt like, you know, they like to – look, Michael Floyd likes to throw the football, and I know a lot of people want just that, you know, standard running game. The Jets did run the ball well. Again, we'll get to that in a moment. But obviously the big story is Mike White. And look, Mike White is going to be the Jets starter as long as he plays well or even plays average. Yesterday was not average. He played exceptional. Again, to, you know, he almost threw, if he would have thrown for four touchdowns yesterday, he would have had more touchdowns than Zach Wilson's had all year, or the same amount Zach Wilson's had all year. And, you know, I know it's the Bears. I know the Bears had some injuries. Let's not forget the weather yesterday was god awful. You know, sitting in that stadium, you were getting pelted with heavy raindrops all day long, you know, wet football, the whole nine yards. You know, guys, you know, Garrett Wilson and Tyler Conklin didn't even have gloves on by the second quarter or third quarter. So that's the type of weather we're in. But the energy and, frankly, the fun the Jets played with yesterday, you see guys like Denzel, 10 different receivers catching footballs. Ty Johnson had an impact. Donovan Knight had an impact. Denzel Mims, Corey Davis had a big catch after a drop early on. The only negative offensively, Michael Carter, gets banged up in big set as well, but Max Mitchell came in and played well. So, Garrett Wilson, obviously, again, an exceptional game, 5 for 95, 2 touchdowns, just breaking ankles left and right. The juke move, yes, Eddie Jackson goes down, but the juke move he hit on the second touchdown is elite, elite level stuff. Makes tight window catches, is open constantly, and frankly has been an exceptional wide receiver one, even when Zach Wilson's played. But when Zach Wilson hasn't played, I think he's on pace. He was on pace in the three or four, star, I guess the four starts between Flacco and Mike White. He's on pace. He would, if that was his full season stats, it was like 85, catches for 1300 yards and 17 touchdowns. If he played strictly with those guys, so he's going to continue to have a big impact. You just knew Elijah Moore was going to get the football yesterday. They got him, I believe, 3 targets. One will count as a rush because it was technically behind the line of scrimmage, but they finally used him out of that orbit motion. He made a really nice play in a post, from the slot, takes a big hit. He's able to stay up and get another 15, 20 yards. You see the emotion. And then a really, obviously a really pretty touchdown pass from White. Corey Davis early on has a drop, but then comes back and, maybe it's good coverage. I'd say he should catch the football and then comes back on a similar play and makes a good catch. Denzel Mims, as I mentioned, catch yesterday. They got Uzama involved. Tyler Conklin, another big game. They got both backs involved. So other than Michael Carter getting, having a potential ankle sprain, it looked like, we'll see obviously today, but yesterday could not have gone better. The Jets offense, if they keep their foot on the gas, they're probably putting up 50, 55 points yesterday in the pouring rain. And now they've got a lot to, kind of look forward to. Again, I thought White did a lot of things he did last year that were well. He got the ball out quickly, let guys make plays, but still, again, made a couple really impressive throws. The ones to Wilson and Moore, in particular were really nice. And if he can limit those one or two mistakes, the Jets could be in a really good spot here. They go to a Minnesota team that's also got a really pretty soft defense, especially on the back end. I know Patrick Peterson played well and Harrison Smith are, good players, but, you just saw Mac Jones throw for almost 400 yards and 3 touchdowns against them 3 or 4 days ago. And so offensively yesterday was fantastic. And then, the running game started off, first half was not great from a Jets perspective from the running game. They felt like it was a lot of side to side. They just couldn't find that, the right hole, or they couldn't get enough movement. And then, as the game wore on, what's kind of happened, it's similar to kind of like the Buffalo game and a couple other games where they kind of wear teams down a little bit. And, you look at Donovan Knight, he's a guy I was excited about there in camp. If, people remember, a lot of people were excited about it. He runs really hard, had over 100 total yards, I believe 60, 65 plus in the run game, another 30 to 40 in the pass game, ran well. He's a guy that with a lot of these injuries, they're going to need him to step up. And then you look at a guy like Ty Johnson, who, sometimes just, getting fresh legs in there, and Ty Johnson's playing hard and running the football well and had a really nice touchdown run, obviously, down the left sideline. And, they're going to need those guys to continue to step up. It's weird seeing James Robinson be a healthy scratch, but if Michael Carter's out, you're going to see Robinson kind of come back into the fold here with Knight, and Johnson. And again, the offensive line, I thought, played decently. I think only gave 1 sack. White was really only hurried 2 or 3 times. It felt like, he got the ball out of his hands on the other one. So overall performance, you got to give the offense an A. There's just really nothing. There's nothing else you could say about it. They've got some elite level weapons. I know Connor Hughes put it, phrased it as the Jets are. They've got store brand Jimmy Garoppolo. Let's see what happens with White. Obviously had the nice Bengals game last year, but looked like a much better player, in this football game, and now gets to go to a chance to go to Minnesota. He played in some, tough conditions today and was able to kind of rebound and see if the Jets offense can carry that into a Vikings game where they have every single shot to get to 8-4 before going to Buffalo and then come home to 2 very soft opponents and defenses in Jacksonville and Detroit.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Defensively, weird game, I felt like, from the Jets. You know, there was all the Nathan Peterman or Trevor Siemian, and felt like a game of cat and mouse a little bit from the Bears. Justin Fields didn't really feel like he was ever going to play it. I think the Bears, you know, the Bears are doing some nice things, and, you know, obviously they have a long way to go before they're competitive again. But the Bears not forcing Justin Fields out there with a separated shoulder when they're 3-7 or 3-8, it is absolutely the right move. If you believe he's your franchise guy, you are not risking him in any way, shape, or form. So then they, you know, it's Trevor Siemian all week, and then it's Nathan Peterman, because Siemian potentially pulled his oblique in warmups, but then he's warming up and he's actually fine. Very weird stuff. Felt like the Jets defense, as happy as they were, Mike White was starting, and there's obviously all the comments, whether it was, you know, some of the stuff that came out obviously throughout the week. I did feel like the Jets defense started off kind of half asleep. First drive, some bad tackling. The Bears go right down the field. Then there's some bad tackling again on the second drive. It felt like the Jets defense kind of kicked it in gear at 10-7 when it was 10-7 Chicago. Obviously the Bears did not score again. And the Jets defense kind of turned it up a little bit. Tackling got better. They got much better, you know, in the pass game. Sauce got beat early on for one. DJ Reed got, you know, beat, which was a crazy catch, you know, obviously down there. So, you know, it's hard to fault them. But, you know, CJ Mosley gets a pick at the end, but wasn't CJ Mosley's best game. I have to, you know, go back and watch obviously this morning, but it felt like missed a couple tackles, felt like there was a couple missed tackles, some other guys. John Franklin Myers was by far him and Bryce Huff yesterday were incredibly effective. It didn't feel like it was a quiet game for Carl Lawson, quiet game for, you know, Clemens, and Quinton Williams had one quarterback hit, but it felt like it was a bit of a quiet game for him by his standards, because he's obviously been an all pro. Quiet Sauce game, quiet Reed game. It was a lot of different things. LaMarcus Joyner almost had a pick at the end. But the Jets defense clamped down again. Would love to see them fall in a fumble one of these days. I tweeted it out. I believe they forced 10 fumbles. Other teams have forced, you know, have fumbled another 5 times, and they've only recovered 3. So I'd love to see that. I'd love to see that kind of number even out as we go into some crucial games here down the stretch. But the defense, you give them a B. I thought it was, you know, fine. Look, they held a team at 10 points. You know, they've given up 13 total points in the last 2 weeks. And, you know, only 30, I guess, over the last 3 weeks, which is insane, right? They're going to, you know, 10 points a game. That's awesome. And you saw when the Jets offense is cooking, there is some room, leeway, and the defense doesn't have to feel like they have to be perfect. And that's something that is huge. Again, that said, you'd like to see the tackling sure up against Minnesota. They're a difficult offense to go against. Obviously, you know, that one probably, you know, arguably the best receiver in football, and, you know, Kirk is prone to mistakes, and you're going to want to see guys like Reed, Sauce, and others, you know, kind of make them pay for that. But quiet game overall for the defense. Again, giving up 10 points, you're not going to fault them. But again, just a bit of a weird start. They felt like they were kind of half asleep, and then, you know, they kind of woke up after, that first quarter and a half. Special teams wise, Greg Zuerlein made a 57-yarder, very impressive in the rain. Other than that, and Braden Mann had one really nice punt down by, you know, Justin Hardy, who should probably be a Pro Bowler, in my opinion. He had one, you know, punted down the one. Those were both really impressive. That's, you know, the high ceiling of, I guess, both guys, where both are supposed to have big, strong legs. You love to see that, especially in the conditions. The punting overall, other than that, and the, you know, a missed kick in the rain, it's hard to fault the guy, but again, you know, back to the Zuerlein one, I really wish that it was 4th-and-2, Jets, you know, in the rain. I think Salah should be going for it there. I know they got lucky that he made the kick, but I would like to have seen Salah go for that. I didn't think 14-10 to 7-10 really moved the needle, knowing the way the Jets were playing, but in the conditions, you know, 21-10, maybe that game's over already. So don't love the decision, but I understand why they did kick it there. And you obviously trust the leg of Zuerlein. But Braden Mann dropping the snap, he's just had these mistakes, it feels like, in some of these games. And when he drops that snap there, you're thinking, oh boy, here we go. This could be one of those ugly games where the Jets are shooting themselves in the foot. That stuff's got to get cleaned up. There can't be the slip kickoff. There feels like there's a mistake almost every week. And that stuff you'd love to see get cleaned up, because you just can't have that. You can't have special teams costing you. Barrios had a few nice returns in the punt game, the kickoff return game. They still have not gotten going. It feels like they haven't broken even like a somewhat big kickoff return, but overall, look, they made the big kick. The special teams didn't cost them the game, and they had two really nice plays. But again, you just would like to see some of those little mistakes. It feels like they happen. There's one or two mistakes a game, and those got to get cleaned up overall, you know, in the kicking game, whether it's missed field goals, botched snaps, those type of situations. So overall, look, yesterday was an exciting day. You don't have to hear about Zach Wilson for another week. There's no need to bash Zach and all these different things and being on the sideline. It's pouring rain. I don't think, you know, Fox caught him a couple times and it felt like, you know, it's an easy screenshot of, oh, look, Zach doesn't care. Zach cares, obviously. You don't have to, you know, bash the kid. And look, Mike White's going to be the starter for the foreseeable future. I said it on, you know, radio this week. If Mike White plays even half decently, we won't be seeing Zach Wilson again this year. That means the Jets are winning football games. And look, they're 7-4, the chance to, you know, every chance to make the playoffs. This is a big week in the NFL. The Jets can kind of swing and make up for that Vikings game, the Patriots games in a big way if they win over the Vikings. You know, going into the year, maybe you looked at the Patriots games and said we could win both these. You don't know if you said that about the Vikings and the Bills games. So can you go, you know, can you split these next two, get yourself to 8-5, you know, with two home games, very winnable home games, to get yourself to 10 wins. You know, Seattle doesn't look quite as, you know, it's quite as difficult. You know, they just get 41 points to the Raiders, who are probably the worst team in football, one of the worst teams in football. You look at Miami, you know, you never know. You know, obviously as it stands right now, the Jets will be the 7th seed. You know, Bills, Patriots is, you know, maybe, you know, you go into, there's a good chance if you win Sunday, you're going into the Bills game, you know, with a chance to compete for the 5th seed. And if you lose, you know, Sunday and, you know, or the Bills, you know, lose on Sunday and the Patriots, you know, lose again, it's good for the Jets, right? So, you know, Jets are back in the playoffs as, you know, as it stands today in December. You know, the goal was to play competitive December football. Well, they're for damn sure playing competitive December football. They've got, you know, six games here to go, and you know, they've got to, you know, can they get to 4-2 down the stretch here? Can they get to, you know, can they get to at least, you know, 3-3? You know, can you win the two home games you're supposed to, and can you steal one or two of these on the road here? Seattle and Minnesota look the most likely, but you never know what happens in this league. This has been a crazy year, but we'll have a bunch of episodes this week. I'll have, you know, Connor Hughes will be on. There'll be a full breakdown, you know, more of this game once I'm able to dive into the tape and, you know, kind of start to preview the Vikings stuff. And then, you know, we have some people from the Vikings coming on later this week. So appreciate everybody for listening. Subscribe, rate, review, and we'll talk to you guys later in the week. Enjoy your Victory Monday.